So now Pabang Kumbhache turns to, he quotes a text, he quotes another text by Maitreya, one of the five books of Maitreya. And it's not really common, but it's called Do De Gyan. Say Do De Gyan. Sutra Alankara, okay? As opposed to Abhisamaya Alankara, okay? And he says, Tembanam Gingoni, the dedications done by Temba. Temba here means the people who are firm in their practice, steady. Sthira Sukham Asana, right? Sthira Sukham. That's a debate. Anyway, Semba Dindan Chepao. Sem, you know Sem, right? What is it? Yeah. Sempa. Sem is chitta in Sanskrit, and then Sempa is chaita. So it's a little bit different. It's a derivative of chitta. And it means like, chetana, sorry. To direct the mind, okay? To not just to think, but to direct your thoughts, okay? Sempa yiki leno, that's karma. Mental karma is when you direct, when you direct your thoughts towards an object, that's mental karma, okay? Dindan chepa'o means the dedication done by Scott needs something from somebody. You okay? No, it's okay. Keep it going, it's good. You want to just tell him what you need? Okay. Dumba means a desire, okay? So he says a good act of dedication involves a certain kind of wish or desire, and he's going to tell us what that is. I'm going to go down past the bold part, okay? I got the whole quotation for you, but I don't think it doesn't help a lot. Dedication, as I mentioned before, involves a desire that the karma be endless, okay? By banking it, you are protecting it, and you are trying to make it infinite or without end. Okay, semisepa means doesn't ever wear out. Okay, the same word is used for shoes when they wear out. Okay, but it shouldn't sepa. Okay, sepa. Ngoe pamboni. Then he gets into a subject called pangbo. Say pangbo. Those of you who are trying to learn Tibetan, and thank you for highlighting it. If you imagine how this would look written in Tibetan, okay, got that? Da, tao, banga, pang, okay? And there's a very, very common word called wong, which means what? Yeah, power or empowerment, and or sense organ. And so that's a B. The second letter is a B. Here the second letter is a P. So the only difference between these two words written is a tiny bar, like an eighth of an inch bar across the top of a piece of paper. And so people who print these books or type these books often make mistake between the two words because it looks very much like the other word. And the other word, for every one of these, there's 1,000 of the other spelling. So you almost never see it spelled right, okay? So say pangbo. Pangbo means a witness, okay? So now he's going to talk about what we just did, okay? He's going to describe increasing the power of a mental karmic seed by asking for someone to witness you thinking about it, okay? And these are little tricks that you learn. You know, people, what's drishta drishta janma vedaniya? What's that? Drishta drishta janma vedaniya. Yeah, seen, drishta means seen. what yoga teachers call drishti, which is wrong, okay? It's drishta, drishti. Drishta, adrishta means what? Not seen. Janma means birth, rebirth. Venaniya means to be experienced. So drishta, drishta, janma. It's the second chapter. I think it's the second chapter of the Yoga Sutra. But what it means is that any karma you ever collect, any deed you ever do, could ripen in this life or it could ripen later. So drishta means seen in this life. Adrishta means you'll have to wait till later. And any particular thing you ever do could be either, okay? And if you don't want to wait 50 lifetimes for whatever for your movie to get popular, I'm sorry to keep using it as an example, but it's easy. It will be adrishta unless you do some techniques, okay? It will be a few lifetimes unless you do some certain techniques, okay? And this is one of the coolest. This changes it from adrishta to drishta. So if you learn to call on a witness mentally, then you could change the karma to ripen in this life, okay? Whatever goals you have. And again, I don't... Lord Buddha didn't discount worldly goals. Like the Majjhimakavatara starts with financial goals. And somebody criticized Chandrakirti and said, why are you starting with such worldly goals? And he says, they're not worldly. You build on that. You turn that into bodhicitta. If I learn to make wealth by using these principles and people start to copy me, then there will be no more poor people in the world. And you have to think like that. Like, if your movie gets successful, all your friends will ask you, what did you do to make it successful? And then you teach them the witness thing to speed it up. And then all these filmmakers will be imagining Buddhas around their head. You know, and that probably improved the films. So anyway, ngoi pangbo means a witness. Learn to call on a witness and make it like an act of truth in your mind. So pangbo, ngoi pangbo means randar jemba tabu. Randar jemba is an extremely rare phrase that means to call on a witness, to call on someone to witness something, okay? Like if you have to sign a contract, you would... Randar Demba means you would call on someone to come and watch you sign the contract, okay? That right there in the, all that stuff below there is when I don't know a word, I go look it up in the database and then I tell the database to put it in the document, the ACIP. So ACIP, the search engine, finds the word to call upon a witness if it's rare and then it inserts it in the what I'm studying. And I just, that's how I do things. So then if I don't remember 5 years from now, it'll be there. So that the stuff in the different print came from a dictionary that's in the computer, in the database. It's a 2,000 page Tibetan Chinese dictionary, okay? Okay, so we'll skip down to Lama Gyawa, okay? Lama Gyawa se chen ngoi pamba sulwa yin. When you do call on a witness, you could use the Buddhas, you could use your own teachers, you could use Bodhisattvas. Okay, Gyawa Seche. Sangduki near Duma Che Kong Munlam Dumba Yang Pambor Chepe Dunyan. This is a really cool thing. So those of you who went through the 7-year course at Diamond Mountain and studied Vajrayana, the higher teachings, secret teachings, we spent a lot of time on the Dakye. What's a Dakye? The sadhana, okay? Meaning a practice that you... Dakye means a Vajrayana practice where you try to turn yourself into an angel, okay? That the purpose of that ritual is to try to turn yourself into an angel, okay? And that's a lot of the higher practices. Higher practices are divided into two stages. What are they? Kirim and Zorim, okay? I always remember that because I studied, my first teacher in India was Geshe-ngwa and Dargye, who was from far, far, far east Tibet. And so I was just brand new. I learned my first word from him. It was Gyalpo, I remember. He said Gyalpo, and that was the first word I ever learned in Tibetan. And, you know, then years later, he came to New York to give a teaching, and they asked me to be the translator, and I was so proud, you know, because he was there when I learned my first word. And then he got up, and he said, I'm going to talk about Chiri Ziri, Chiri Ziri. And I'm like, you know, and then like, Rinpoche, you know, what's Chiri Ziri? He says, everybody knows Chiri Ziri. You don't know Chiri Ziri? And we're having this conversation in front of a big audience, you know. And I'm like, no, I don't know Chiri Ziri. And he says, these are the two stages of Tantra. You know, I'm like, you mean Kyerim and Dzogrim? He says, I said that, Chiri Ziri. And then it turns out he's from some part of Tibet where they talk like that. And then it was like that all night. The whole thing was like that. Finally, there was one monk from central Tibet, Lhasa, and he came up to the front. He said, I'll translate Geshe La into normal Tibetan, and then you translate me. And that's what we did, you know. Anyway, that's Chiri Ziri, are the two stages of Tantra. The Kyerim means... Kyerim means like you try to make contact with enlightened beings who are sprinkled around the world. You try to make contact with them. It's kind of a pleasant... What do you call that? Paranoia? So which means you have to like check out everybody and see if they're... You know, and the process is very pleasant. Unless you say something that's really weird and they hit you. But anyway, it has happened. And then Dzogrim means once you make contact with them, they train you how to live with them and how to be with them. And then you become them. You see what I mean? You become one of them. That's Tantra. That's it. So it's not what people say in the newspapers and things like that. Anyway, so we spent 7 years on that at Diamond Mountain, and it was historical and hysterical. But the course was historical. It's 10,000 pages of that have never been presented to foreigners, and it was extraordinary. Here, Pabongkor Rinpoche is mentioning one of those practices. Okay, so Sangdu is what? Do you guys know Sangdu, Sangwadupa? Sangwadupa, huh? Guhya Samaja, okay? Guhya Samaja. This is one of the high tantras of Tibet. Tibet has, I don't know, about 50 tantric different practices, and Guhya Samaja is one of the most important. It's a deity in the tantric practices. Okay, Guhya Samaja, Sangduki, Nyerdu. Nyerdu is very interesting. In the yoga teachings, it's called Laya. So what is Laya? Dissolution. Yeah, it's the dissolution of the universe into yourself. Okay, so it's a very popular practice in the yoga traditions. And it's shared between us and the yoga traditions. Because in the old days, we were together. So the Vajrayana practices, which are popular in Tibet, the secret practices which are popular in Tibet, were once shared with all the yoga practitioners of Northeast India. And we did them together. And then the Mughals came, and then the British came, and it all got wiped out. So anyway... So you do a Laya practice at the end of a tantric ritual. You normally dissolve the universe into yourself, okay? Nyerdu Mache Kong, before you do the Laya, before you do the dissolution of the universe into yourself, Munlam Dumba, you should do the Munlam. What's Munlam? Yeah, at the end of any tantric ritual, you do a prayer that this might help the world. You know, like you visualize yourself as a goddess. And then at the end of that session, you do a prayer. and you dedicate it to the to some higher purpose. You do a prayer. And that's called Munlam, and it's standard. Every deity practice in Tibet, of which there are, you know, many, everyone has a Munlam at the end, because you take the good karma and you make a prayer. Then he says, why do you think in the Gaudiya Samaja Tantra you don't dissolve the universe until you finish the prayer? Because in a most tantras, you would dissolve everything and then you'd come back to your normal life and then you would do a prayer. See what I mean? Got it? I'll say it again. In most tantric practices, you would end the session by dissolving the world into yourself, come out of that into your normal form, and then you would pray. But in Gaudiya Samaja, it's reversed. And you do the prayer, and then after the prayer, you dissolve the universe into you. And he says, why do you think they do that? What do you think? What's the subject he's been on right here? Yeah, so there can be a witness. Okay? So there can be a witness to the prayer. Because if you dissolve this magical universe before you finish your prayer, there'll be no magical beings to observe you. So he says, dissolve after the prayer. And that's a witness practice. So he's on the subject of witness practices, and he's interpreting it from the Gaudiya Samaja Tantra, okay? Which is a very important tantra for Gyume Tantric College, which is our tantric college. You are a member of Sarame Sutra College, Open Teaching College. You belong to the May College. You belong to Gyurong House. Tantrically, your lineage is Gyume Tantric. So there are two great tantric colleges in Tibet. And our lineage, we are descended from Ken Rinpoche, who was Gyume, from Gyume. Gyume nowadays is in India, halfway between Sri Patabi Joyce's place and Sarah Monastery. So it's cool, you can go spend a day at the Tantra College and then drop by and do some Ashtanga with his grandson, Sharad, you know, which I've done. It's kind of a fun trip to make. And one of our main entry center, staffed all by women, is in the shadow of the Tantric Monastery. They built it there. And they do fantastic work. They've saved thousands of texts. And sometimes one of them will sneak over to the Tantric Monastery and get some books out that we can't get anywhere else. And that's been very fruitful. So anyway, I won't say too much about that. So I thought you'd like to see, I don't know, I went and got a Gaudiya Samaja Tantra. I went and studied it for a while. And I pulled out one example. This is a sadhana called the Bringer of Bliss to the Wise. And it was written by Chankya Rinpoche, who was the Lama of the Chinese emperors. Okay, he was a lama to the empress of China, and his temple is still in Beijing, and they have restored it, and it's very beautiful. I give an example there where he does the Munlam, and I'll read you just one verse from the Munlam. Okay, so this is a typical prayer at the end of a tantric practice. It would be Kyuni Dorje Sungde Kunlam Pen Shing Tuk Tse Wa. Every one of your diamond words benefits all living beings and showers of love upon them. Jiten Daki Gupe Dun Zepa La Doktitsun. Even when you are sitting alone still, you are helping the whole world. Gumbo Kelte Tering Dagni Simbar. Chi Shena, Simchen Yapchen, Nyen Chok, Dakla Geba Zeriso, Gumbo Kelte Tiring Dagni, Chi Shena. Then, if it is your pleasure, my Savior, then I will continue to live another day. Simchen Yapchen, Nyen Chok, Dakla Geba Zeriso, and may you be pleased with the deeds I do in this day, my my father or my mother. Okay, so that's a typical mannam. Very beautiful. The rest is more beautiful, but I'm not supposed to tell you. If you scroll down, there's the nirdu. Okay, the nirdu comes later. The laya practice, the dissolution practice comes later. Rang yav yun nyomba shupe, jor samne, chanju ki semki uzer chupe, semjan tamje la wang kur dripa jang. I am Guya Samaja and his partner embracing each other. And from our bodies comes rays of light, which are made of love. And they strike the beings on all planets. And by striking them, they grant them the empowerment of Guya Samaja. And then suddenly they are freed of all their obstacles, all their mortality. And okay, okay, it goes like that. And then you bring Yogashuddha Savadama Yogashuddha Hung is always the last mantra for Laya. And you bring the world, you bring the universe into yourself. And then you come out as, then you step out as Nick. You step out of that void as Nick, and you go brush your teeth and have breakfast, or have breakfast and brush your teeth, yeah. Okay, so, but the point is, so I took one for you. I took a typical Guya Samaja. I went and got one for you. And you can feel the difference, right? So when you're doing the Munlam, there's a witness to what you're asking for. And then you wipe the slate. And then you step out of that into your day. And that's a very beautiful practice. Okay. Dena rang taki gyawa chungu yon zog changi gyur ngowa ngona dema topar mitopar. There's an important misspelling here. The topar should be topar. So that means when there's something in curly braces, it means I've corrected the text. So like, in a given sentence, there might be two or three misspellings, okay, unfortunately. And this one is a bad one. This one changes the meaning. So it means this. If you take even any small good deed you have done and you dedicate it to becoming enlightened, then that karma will not wear out until the day you become a Buddha. That karma will survive in your mental stream until the day you become a Buddha. So that's a cool. That saves time. Instead of, if you don't dedicate your good karma, you're taking one step forward and two steps back, because you're going to get angry at somebody, or you're going to judge somebody within a half hour. And then you just get set back again. You see what I mean? So it's very cool. The next part is very, very important. We're at Gewa Ngotsu. Gewa Ngotsu la sumte. Rangshen ki gyu la sangi ki temba gyepa dang. So we'll do this meditation in the coming days, okay? But when you examine a good deed that you've done, and you shoot it into the future, I like to think of it as sending yourself a letter. Okay? Isn't that kind of weird thing to do? Like, you go to the post office and post a letter to yourself, and then 3 days later it comes. And you open it and it says just what you wrote. And so I don't know why we're so surprised when something bad happens. But anyway. duh. But it's a kind of a strange feeling to send yourself a letter, isn't it? I don't know. Have you ever done this thing where you write yourself something and then you bury it for 2 years or something and then you dig it up and you're like, God, I can't believe I was like that. So there are three purposes towards which you can send your letter. Okay, there are three high purposes. Every dedication should eventually have an element of one of these three. Okay. You can wish for the success of your film, but it should also have one of these three tastes in it. Okay, first one, Rangshen ki gyula. I pray that by this deed, the teachings of the Buddha should spread in the world. Okay? Tenpa Gyepa means the teaching should spread in the world. But he says a beautiful thing, which I made a note in the English there. He doesn't see it as a spreading of words or books or videos or teachings. He sees it as a feeling going from one heart to the other, which is very beautiful. So normally you see very often in Buddhist texts, they'll say, I pray that the teachings survive in the world, or I pray that the teachings reach this country or reach these people. And then he says, don't think like that. Think that I pray that those attitudes should grow in my own heart, and then they should spread to another heart. And that's how the teaching spread. It's not the physical spreading of books or recordings or movies. It's from heart to heart. I like that. So you can dedicate to that. You can say, I pray that this way of feeling should spread from heart to heart among all the people in the world. Okay? And that's a prayer for the spreading of the Dharma. Okay? Number two. Tserab tamche du gewe shenyen ki jesu sungwa. This to me is the most important one, and to me the sweetest one, and it's the one I mostly dedicate things to, which is Setup Tam Che Du means in all my lifetimes to come. Gewe Shen Yen Ki Jesu Suma, may I be taken into the care of a spiritual guide, teacher. May I, every birth I take, may a teacher come to me and take me into their care. And that's beautiful. And you can get to a point in your practice where you can perceive that that will happen. Okay? You can get to a point in your meditation practice where you can perceive that in your coming lives, you will, from your childhood, you will be embraced by a spiritual teacher. You will never not have a spiritual teacher from now on. You can reach that point, and it's very comforting to know. You know, it's very cool. Like this Ken Rinpoche, my teacher's incarnation is coming down to Sarah this month. And we sent some money. They fixed up his room and stuff like that. And so he's at monasteriable age now. He thinks like 7. And he's coming. He was living in New Delhi with his parents, and then he's coming down. And then he'll just be surrounded by teachers his whole life at the monastery. He'll only be under the influence of really beautiful teachers. There's beautiful teachers there. Really, really fantastic teachers everywhere. It's like weeds, you know, and you know, so he'll be thrown into that, and that's the way it goes. You get to a point karmically where you can perceive your future, and you know that you will always be taken care of by good teachers, and that's like one of the main goals of your life. It should be one of the main goals of your life, okay? Because you could go from here to God knows where. You know, any odd seed in your mind, I don't know, sneezing on somebody the wrong way, it could be the seed that triggers at your death. We don't know. It's a lottery. It's a drawing. You put your hand in and you take a seed out the moment you die. And if it's a bad one, then you're stuck with that. So that's a particularly dangerous few minutes of your life is when you die, and then just your mind just picks out a karma, and you flow with that. So in many cases that could mean years in the dark between worlds, something like that. Imagine just waking up to darkness between planets or something, and many beings go that way. Many beings happen that way. But if you practice well and you dedicate well, then you can't stop it. you will, he's going to say later, it's like trying to stop yourself from falling off a mountain. After you fell, you can't like wish yourself back up. You know? And if you dedicate properly, you will go to a place where at the age of 7, you have spiritual teachers around you for the rest of your life. And that you can do that. You can cause that. You can set that up now. And then you can see the future. You can get to a point in your meditation where you see what's going to be. And you just feel taken care of because you'll never won't have a teacher who's actively taking care of you, you know, for the rest of ever. And that's a really wonderful feeling, okay? All right. So I prefer that one, personally. Number 3. Lame Dzogchang Tope Gyurmowa Che. Or obviously you can dedicate any good deed you do to the moment that you become a Buddha, okay? When you imagine that, I mean, I prefer to... Somebody asked me to for a name for the new... There's a new printing, publishing company, and they said, can you choose a name for us? And I said, yeah, Standing on the Sky Press. And there's a what? And I'm like, Standing on the Sky Press. You know? And they're, what are you talking about? And I'm like, when you get enlightened, you're standing above a planet, and that's your planet, and you have to take care of it. You know, it's like your mom gave you a bunny, you know, and you know, you're standing on the atmosphere, and you're like, oh, how's Africa doing? You know, we gotta get some stuff going on down there, and it's a cool feeling. So don't think of enlightenment as some. Don't think of it some other way. You will stand above a planet. And that will be your bunny to take care of. And I'm not kidding. Get the feeling of it. That's a more accurate, actually, than whatever you were thinking before. And it's like you cherish it and you take care of it and you make sure everyone's happy. And so when you dedicate to that, you can dedicate to that if that's what you feel like. That day, you can dedicate it to standing on the sky. Okay? I like that. Okay. I don't think you should think of it as I'm going to grow a big bump on my head and I'm going to be sitting under a tree in India and I'll probably get diarrhea. And it's not like that. Okay. If you've been there, ask Bonnie about Bodh Gaya someday, okay? But if you want to really know what it's like. Okay, anyway. He almost died there, right? 2000. Michael, yeah. Okay, here we go. Deyang gyase munam kange lungnam ni soktar damche zimba ni temba gepi gyur songwa yin shing. So he quotes the first line of a larger prayer, and I went and got you the prayer, the whole prayer. The whole verse of the prayer, okay? So he says, Gyalse Munla means the prayers of the bodhisattvas. Am I forgetting to give you a break? Probably. I don't care. Gyalse Munla, Gange Lung Namni means literally the streams of the Ganga River, the Ganges River. And that always is a code word for what? Do you know? Like in the Diamond Color Sutra? When you say all the streams of the Ganga River, Ganges River, what you mean is all the grains of sand in the riverbed of the Ganges River, that many. And then, okay, think of that. That many prayers, okay, made by bodhisattvas, all right? So I went and got you the whole verse. It's called Dun Lekma, say Dun. Lekma. That's a very odd brief writing by Jetsam Karpa in which he says, this is what I did and you should do the same thing. Okay? It's a very kind of amazing what do you call it? He reveals his own life. So here's the whole verse. I'll give you the whole verse. Gyalse Munam Kangen Lung Namni, the rivers of the prayers of the bodhisattvas, Damcha Zimbe Munam Nang Dupar, all flow to the great prayer that the Dharma should be, what do you call it? Kept. That the Dharma should be kept in the world. Okay? So keeping the Dharma in the world is pictured as the ocean. And then all the prayers of every bodhisattva flows into that great prayer that the Dharma stay in the world. Okay? So every prayer you make eventually flows into that higher prayer. Okay? Sungchir, Gecha Jine Sapani, it has been stated, therefore, whatever good deeds I've done, by what? I don't know, coming to a retreat in Prescott, Arizona, staying in a little bed that's made for kids, and don't get up suddenly. We had a guy had a gash in his head last year. Anyway, Jine Sapani. Kunkyan tu tengepe chedung mu. I dedicate all the hardship I did to get here and all the hours on my butt here and, you know, all this hard work, I dedicate it that the teachings of the Buddha should spread in the world. Okay? To think a picture of no. Tsundi samshing dunma legne da. Think about this and make your heart sing. Okay? Katin cheo jatsun kimbe ter. Say katin cheo jatsun kimbe ter. Oh, you are so kind to me. You have been so kind to me. Who's he talking to? His teacher, his mama, okay? Katin cheo. And the O means like, it's like, you've been so kind to me. It's like, in Tibetan you add an O, katin cheo. You know, you've been so kind to me. Jetsun kenpe ter. You are the Holy One. You are, I don't know. Ter means a vast, how do you say that? The sea is a ter. A gold mine is a ter. An oil deposit is a ter. I don't know. A terma is a... Terma is those books they take out of the ground and they find... Huh? Solitaire? You could say repository. I don't know. It means your mind is like the sea. Oh, my Lama, you've been so kind to me and your mind is like the sea. Your heart is like the sea. Okay. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Okay. Okay. I'll take you for one more minute, okay? Damcha ni lungto ki temba ni la chepe. So he's explaining what it means when you dedicate your good karma that the teachings should remain in the world. Okay? And he says, when we say teachings, remember, it can mean lung or tokpa. Okay? What's lung? Huh? Here it means the physical teachings, the books, the videos, the files of the ACIP, the lectures. Okay, those are lungicha, the Dharma in its physical form. So what's tokpicha? Yeah, the ideas, the concepts, the feelings, the emotions in people's hearts. And there's a very, very disturbing ending to the Abhidhamma Kosha. In Vasubandhu describes the end of the teachings in the world. And it's very sad. It's a terrible way to end a classic. And he says, first the tokpicho will go. People will forget the ideas. But the books will still be in the libraries. You know? And then he says, then the books will rot. And then the sun will set on this world and it will be in darkness. And then he ends the book. And it's so depressing. You know? So he divide. That's the classic place where they make that distinction between the teachings as physical things and as things in people's hearts. Okay, so he's saying we want both teachings to spread in the world. We want both teachings to survive in the world. Okay, so we dedicate our good karma. to that higher cause. Could that also allow for a movie to be successful? Of course. They go very well together, right? So think like that. Don't think, oh, that's a worldly goal. I shouldn't want a new car. What are you going to do with a new car? You're probably going to carry around Karma of Love books all over, like Nick does. And I mean, that's okay. Okay? All right. Okay, I think we take a break there. Okay? Then we'll do a little wrap up. Or we'll answer some questions? How's that? Okay, I'm just going to do one short thing because we have about 10 minutes. And personally, I feel that the time we spend bonding is worth the time we spend learning new Tibetan verbs. So that's okay with me. Can we scroll down a little bit? There, that's good. Yeah. So you see in the middle of the screen it says Yangna. Okay, Yangna. So lots of people ask me, lots of people come up to me and say they want to learn Tibetan, not realizing it's a 30-year thing of 20 hours a day. But I always smile and say, okay, you know, traditionally we give them a little verse to memorize. Then we see if they're serious, you know. And if you want a verse to, if you want to start learning Tibetan, here's a very nice verse to learn, okay? In the bold, okay? So I'll say it one time and listen, okay? Chaksa wadang, chuching shakpadang, jesu yurang kushing suwa yi, gewa ching se daki chi sakpa, tamje daki chan chub chir ngo. Okay? You want to do it together? Let's go. Chaksa wa dang churching shakpa dang jesu yurang kulshing sulwa yi gewa chungse daki chi sakpa tamche daki chanju chir ngo wo. Okay, you gotta get it. All right. This is a very, 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 very famous verse from Sangpo Chupe Munlam. Okay, that's the most famous Munlam that was ever made. Munlam means what? A prayer. Okay, it's Samantabhadra. Okay, it's a sutra. It's from an ancient sutra 2,500 years ago. Samantabhadra was this crazy guy who invented offering your lama the sky filled with rose petals, for example, which is a beautiful offering. When you do the offering in your mind, fill the sky with rose petals and then give it to your teacher. That's like unbelievable. It's very pleasant. Okay, so that bodhisattva named Samantabhadra, he wrote this verse, okay? And let's read it together, because Pabong Krimpache says, this is a great verse for the third kind of dedication. What's that? Huh? You dedicate it to complete enlightenment. The second one was? Dedicated to being taken into the care by teachers. And the wording of that is so nice. They don't say meet teachers or find teachers. They say being taken into the care of being taken into their care by a teacher. That's just really comforting, I think. What was the first one? Yeah, spreading the Dharma, especially from heart to heart. Okay. All right. So here we go. Chaksalwa means what? Yeah, bowing to your teacher, to some quality that you admire in your teacher. Like I bow down to Jimi Hendrix, or, you know, for what he plays. There's always a for what. You see what I mean? So it should be for something. Okay. Which you hope to learn. Dang means and. Chupa means what? Like Lama Chupa, we just did. Yeah, offering. Okay, offering. Ching means and. Shakpa. Confessing. Confessing. Okay, like that. What's the literal meaning of Shakpa? I told you. Yeah, It means when you hit a piece of wood in such a way with a hatchet that it goes thunk. And cleave is good. You've got such a lot of words over there. Cleave is really good. It means to sharpen your heart and say, these are all the bad stuff I did today. These are all the bad thoughts I had today. Look, here they are. I admit them. You know. Then you can clean them. But if you keep them in, it's like a fester. Festers, right? Okay. Chaksawa, chuching, shakpa. Jisu yurang, yurangwa, yurang. Rejoicing. Okay. Are we seeing a pattern yet? Anybody? Okay. This is 2,500 years ago. Okay. So don't say the Tibetans made this up. Okay. Kulwa. Kulwa is cool. No. Kulwa means to ask your teacher to teach. Kulwa means to ask your teacher to teach. Okay, and then sulwa means ask them to stay. Sundap, ask them to stay. Okay? So far we have bowing, offering, confessing, rejoicing, asking to teach, asking to stay. We are missing one. It's Yenlak Dun. It's the seven limb puja, right? There should be another one, but it's not here. Then he says, Gewa Chungse, whatever tiny amount of good karma. He's going to explain. Say Kengba Kyung. Kengba Kyung. That means to beat down your pride. We don't have a word in English. It means you start to feel proud or you start to feel like a big yogi, and then you have to Kengba Kyung. So when you're thinking about your good karma, you have to say, whatever like lousy, snivelly little karmas I ever was able to do by accident, Gewa Chungse, Daki Chisakba means whatever I've collected, right? Tamje, all of those, Daki, I dedicate Daki Ngo to Buddhahood, to total enlightenment, okay? You get the punchline? The verse is the last of the seven. Okay, the whole verse is the last of the seven. He's dedicating the first six. Got it? Okay, Samantabhadra is dedicating the first six in a verse, which is the seventh. Okay, and that's a Buddha. That's like from the Buddha's time, so it's very beautiful. If you want something to memorize, memorize this. You know, if you want to learn Tibetan by tomorrow. I mean, people come to me all the time. I'm like, they said, maybe I can spend a week. I'm like, yeah, okay. Or once a month. Or, yeah, I don't know, anyway. Chasawasa Chuchi Sapadang. So it's a very famous verse. Any Tibetan will be impressed if you can recite it. Okay. All right, Soktar. Soktar, above that, etc. Debu Dzogchen Tope Gyurmo. We can dedicate the good deed we do to our total enlightenment. What kind of the three kinds of dedication, which one is this verse? It's the third. Okay, got it? Good answer. That deserves you your bed. Okay. Yay. All right. Then we'll continue tomorrow. Let me see. I'll just tell you what's coming up tomorrow is... Oh, that's kind of cool. We'll talk about it tomorrow. John, are you up for that? Okay, here we go. Loud, okay. Puki Joshime Dodram. Riva bing shin in de gempadi sangye shin du ming te huagi noku nam dak shin la che pa sho idam guru radna mandana kam nyatayami Dike wokun sanam yeshe tsotsoshin.
Sanam yeshene chume dhamba kuni toba sho.
Yeah, that's good. What's I going to say? Oh, so we kind of have two kinds of special, two ways to do coffee meditation in a more advanced way, right? One is Loa Gomlam, right? Post meeting God, right? And that would involve, okay, I helped someone in China. That was the one I was thinking about. So I helped some people in China. So who brought them to the talk? Yeah, I made some karma. Like, I try to help my students get their own gigs, which is why 1,000 people come to a talk. You see what I mean? So who brought the people there? I made them. Who got me there, besides my mom, is I brought me there. And then who created the interaction between us? I did. So you just quadrupled your rejoicing. Okay? Something cool happened. That we always rejoice. But it was towards people that I created by good karma. And it was done by a me who was put there by my good karma. And then we interacted because of my good karma. So you get four times more good karma than if you just vaguely thought about it. And that's how Aryas think. That's how people who've seen emptiness think, okay? Then we just learn a second kind of powerful dedication, which is Pangbo. What's that? Witness, yeah. So when you make a prayer, oh, I wish that this karma of going to China and teaching there should be spent on me being taken care of by teachers in all my lifetimes. You can direct it. Okay? So we've learned two ways to magnify a karmic seed and speed it up. Okay? And that once you know all those little techniques, like putting old Starbucks coffee grounds on your roses and Epsom salts. Epsom salts makes the color come out different. It changes the color of the rose to a brighter color. And then the coffee, it makes more acid in the ground if you live in a desert. Anyway, okay, so those are tricks to making the things grow more beautifully. Okay.